This is File 25, Cycle 4. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is September 12, 2019. I am interviewing Molly Salisbury, who is the children's librarian at the Scoville Memorial Library. She's going to talk about her job responsibilities there, and she's also going to talk about SOAR and the program committee that she is on. But first, we'll start with the hard stuff. What is your name?
Molly Salisbury.
How did you come to the area?
We, my husband and I, moved to the Hudson River Valley 12 years ago for a job that he took in Catskill.
And that would be 2006?
That would be 2006. We moved here from St. Paul, Minnesota.
And how did you find out about the Scoville Memorial Library opening?
I read about it in the online classifieds of the Millerton News, and I also had it mentioned to me by a friend named Bert, who I believe is Carolyn, who works here's sister's husband.
And what is your job title?
Children's Services Coordinator.
And what's your job description?
I design and implement all the programming for children. I purchase and weave the children's collection of books and magazines and movies and audiobooks. And I perform outreach to our community to bring early literacy efforts to local daycares.
When did you actually join the staff? What year? You said you've been here for 4 years, so I'm assuming it's 2015?
2015, thanks.
And you are full-time?
And I am full-time.
All right. How do you develop the children's book collection?
I read a lot of reviews from publications like the Library Journal, the Horn Book, as well as going to Amazon, Goodreads, and even the New York Times book reviews. I also check to see what books are circulating at what rate from other Connecticut libraries. So I base a lot of my purchasing on popularity. The third and maybe most important way I purchase is requests from people who walk through the door.
That's always important. Mm-hmm. What's your budget for this?
My budget for books is $4,000.
Now, you also read to the really little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you do your reading?
I read at Cynthia White, which is a daycare for Hotchkiss, and mm-hmm. I read at the Housatonic Daycare, as well as Salisbury Central School, their pre-K and early K and kindergarten programs. I also read to the Extras, which is an after-school program at Salisbury Central, which is comprised of older kids.
All right. What other programs have you developed here at the library?
Right. Let's see. I have a lot of one-off programs. For instance, I have a President's Day program. I have a New Year's Eve party. I do a lot of crafting around the holidays. As far as regular monthly programming, I do an Art Saturday and a STEM Saturday.
What do you mean by STEM Saturday?
That's a science experiment or a science-based project once a month aimed at 7 to 12-year-olds. I bring in performers, but then again, that's none of those are regular programming. That's a once-in-a-while program.
How about theatricals? Puppet shows, things like that?
I've had twice a larger performance, like a theater group and a puppet show, but they tend to run, they tend to be unaffordable.
Yes.
For the amount of folks we can get through the door.
Yes, yes. What would you like to add about your job here at Salisbury, Scoville Memorial Library, before we go on?
It's a remarkable position. I feel like I meet a lot of the new families who come through town who are trying to get their bearings, especially, the ones with little kids seeking community. It feels it's an important job, and I sometimes very much wish I lived in Salisbury because I feel like such a part of the community.
Good. There's always hope. There's always hope.
Now, SOAR is an after-school enrichment program, which has been going on for quite a while. How did you get involved with it?
I was asked by the former head,
Louise Fallon,
to run a class. And I ran a book club that semester and really enjoyed myself. Found I was building relationships with some of the older kids that wasn't happening at the library. When Louise needed to leave, she put my name forward to be put on the program committee. I said yes and have been a little more closely aligned with SOAR ever since.
When did you actually join SOAR? Again, 2015?
I believe it was 2015, yeah. It was almost pretty quickly after I started.
Anybody that's willing, they get this as soon as possible.
How many members are on the program committee?
I would have to say it's somewhere from 7 to 9.
Okay. And what is the composition of the committee?
Teachers who work at Salisbury Central. Linda Sloan, who is a former teacher, she's the head of it. Mm-hmm. Several parents of children who go to Salisbury Central as well, and myself, community member.
Okay. What does the program committee do?
Our primary job is not to actually come up with programming, but to work and help out with the fundraising efforts.
When ideas come through, do you approve them? Is that part of your responsibility?
We don't approve programming ideas. We do approve or not approve granting. There's a grant set aside for teachers to apply for, pretty small, when they want to take kids on a special trip or bring someone in, and our program committee does make the decisions on those.
What are some of the fundraising activities that you participate in?
The main one I participate in is the Fall Festival.
And what do you do there?
The Fall Festival, SOAR has long had an arts and crafts tent in the front yard of the library. 8 or 9 different crafts are going on at the same time, and the library sponsors 2 of those, and I man that booth for 6 hours on that.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a crazy fun Fall Festival day. And they make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point. And you also get a lot of free PR because you're out there.
I do.
Yeah, and that makes a great deal
of
difference.
A lot of kids, like, Miss Molly, run and hug me, and it's all
sure.
very...
And it's warm and cuddly the way it should be.
Yeah.
And you also do a trivia night at Salisbury Central, too.
I've been tangentially involved with that. So I can't speak to it.
But it is,
but that
one,
is
of the
one of the things they do. Yep.
Okay.
They also, I believe, sell hot chocolate at the jump, the ski jump. They do all kinds of different things, but the one I'm really involved with is the one at the library, in the front yard of the library.
Okay. I think they also do some sort of food at the 4th of July picnic at the Grove, but I'm not sure. That's a possibility. Tell me about the teacher grants. How many grants are given a year?
As many as are asked for. Sometimes it's only 3, and I believe there's enough money for every grade, and that would be K-8 to ask, so they're not always requested.
And how does one apply for one of these grants? Is there a form?
There's a form, and you write up your request and what it's for and send it to Linda. It's pretty simple.
And give me an example of one of the requests that was given money.
One of the requests was a day trip to the Metropolitan Museum of Art to see an exhibit, I believe, of Chinese ink paintings. Mm-hmm. And that was a social studies 7th, 8th grade group who did that. That was funded.
Oh, yeah. That's expensive.
Yeah.
Now, you have just completed an event at
Salisbury Central, two books, one school.
That's right.
Did it go well?
It went really well.
And explain about that, please.
There's a group of us, the Friends of the Library, SOAR, and Salisbury Central, all purchase books for every kid in Salisbury Central School. We have chosen two different books because of the age ranges. So there's one book for the kindergarten through third graders, whose parents obviously read them the book, and another book for the fourth through eighth graders. We gave these books out the end of school last year, and the kids were tasked with reading it over the summer, which I do believe most of them did.
Good.
And when we got back, when they got back to school, we had two separate assemblies, once again split by age, and had a Skype, rather a video discussion with the author of the book. And both authors, that would be Dusty Bowling, who wrote Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus, and spoke about her writing process, spoke about her writing struggles, spoke about all the people she talked with to develop the main character of her book. And Ellen Potter, who wrote Bigfoot Littlefoot, also wrote about the inspirational events that led to her writing about Bigfoot, which included finding an oversized Bigfoot-sized footprint in her backyard. It was delightful. And when asked how many kids were interested in being writers or who wanted to be wanted to write, literally every kid raised their hand. So as a librarian, I am absolutely inspired to offer more writing programs at this library, not just reading, but writing, giving them an idea of where books can actually take you and practicing the craft. I'm thrilled with the result.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Now, Bigfoot, Littlefoot was K through 3, and An Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus was 4 through 8. Okay. And I'm so glad it went well.
Yeah.
Now, you have also led programs for the SOAR, and what are some of the programs that you have developed? I know you said the book club.
I had the book club. We wrote a children's book last semester. We experimented with different art forms as well as spinning out stories, and each child wrote a book, and then we read our books aloud to the extras group after school. We also had a more of an art-based workshop based on finding inspiration from illustrations in children's books and creating works of art based on that. Mm-hmm. For instance, Extra Yarn by Mac Barnett.
Again, I got the name, but what's the name of the author?
The name of the Extra Yarn by Barnett, about a little girl with a magic yarn box who knits sweaters for every dog, person, and tree and pickup truck in her town. So we wrapped sticks and created beautiful rainbow stick art and then stuck them in clay to make rainbow yarn art trees, for instance, among many other art projects we did that semester.
You've also done sculpture?
Yes, we have done sculpture.
And printmaking?
With clay and printmaking with the ink and rollers, and not linoleum, we're just styrofoam and ballpoint pen printmaking. My mom's an artist, so
I kind of gathered there was some art in your background.
I've never considered myself an artist, but I sure did grow up around making stuff with my mom, and it just comes naturally, and it's fun for me to do.
Bless you. Bless you. I can't do a straight line.
Like I said, I never considered myself an artist, but now that I'm in this position, I'm really enjoying
You're blossoming.
As a way to engage kids.
And you get a springboard from them. You learn more from your students sometimes than they learn from you, which is the good part of teaching. Why do you do these programs?
Well, partially. It's a large part of my job description. The library has a mandate that is pretty broad to reach out to the community and build community.
And that's what you're doing.
And that's what I am doing, and it gives me a lot of leeway to find things that I find delightful and fun, and that really helps the programming if I'm 100% excited about it.
Oh, absolutely. You can't do any kind of program well unless you're enthusiastic about it. Now, you mentioned something about a free library that you established.
It wasn't just me, by any means. It was the Friends of the Library.
Okay.
And they upkeep 3 or 4 little free libraries in the town of Salisbury. One is close to LeBons, one is at the Grove. They fill it and refresh it with fresh books, I think weekly. Mm-hmm. In any case, we started one up at the school, up at Salisbury Central, and I am maintaining that one and bring fresh books on a weekly basis, and the kids can bring and drop their old books in the bins and pick out a new one whenever they wish.
Is there anything that you'd like to add about the SOAR programs before we close?
I hope kids recognize, or our parents can recognize, what an important resource that it is, and continue to make an effort to sign their kids up for these enrichment programs. They take a lot of people behind them to run them, and I think if they are... I live in other towns that don't have enrichment programs, and they're a real coup. They're a fantastic thing Salisbury has, and I hope that it can continue.
Thank you so much.